Is there a shift or is it in your head? You think you're losing your mind? You're not. There's a massive shift that's happening. Massive. And there are people that think that they're in control consciously of how their life is going to go. And then there are people that understand that there's actual work to do that cannot be avoided. In other words, you can't just take the wheel. Right now, a lot of people can't just take the wheel and force their way into creating something. It's not about force at all for a lot of people. It's about heeding a lesson that's supposed to be learned for a lot of it, for a lot of us. Right now, there's a mirror that's being held up for those that are actually evolving, for those that are actually growing. There's a responsibility to this mirror. It's very painful to face, but it's worth it, because when you do face this truth, what you're gonna do is you're gonna start moving through life understanding, first and foremost, that everyone is doing, you know, what they're doing based on what they think they know. So you're gonna be more conscious, and you're not going to blame anymore. You're going to see that people are doing whatever they can do. They don't have a choice. Right? But you're going to be more conscious. You're more conscious. You're waking up right now. And so what your job is not to force truth. Your job is to be truth in all relationships that you have. That means if you're mingling in energies that may or may not be healthy for you, you're going to just communicate truth without reactions. That's it. And you're going to stand on that truth. And you're not going to worry about being liked. You're not going to worry about being popular. You're not going to worry about anything but what is right for your life, right? We're integrating truth right now. So we're starting to become aware of what that is. What is right for my life? Right? So within this field of respecting our own lives and having reverence for our own lives and our having reverence for ourselves, we are going to project that reverence onto the world. But the reverence that we're going to project onto the world is going to deal with all things by literally just speaking the truth, our truth, right? I'm not saying it's the truth. It's our truth. This is what I am. This is who I am. This is what I need in my life, right? This is what's right for me. We're going to be able to communicate the truth without reactions, right? It's going to be up to that person when you speak truth to decide whether they're going to bury their head in the sand and stay in your life, or I'm sorry, bury their head in the sand and go and be in their comfort zone, right? Or change. It's going to be up to them, because you can't tolerate toxicity. There will be no more toxicity for a lot of you. Can't even say it. It's so messed up how toxic we can be. Right? It's so clear how unhealthy certain things can be that we're not doing it anymore. We're not allowing it, but we're not allowing ourselves to be that either. And the second that we are self-entitled and that we think we deserve something and that we come at somebody with arrogance or we come at somebody with any kind of violence in any way, shape, or form, we are reacting, we are not responding, and therefore that toxicity is still in us. So we have to be able to commune in a way where we're allowing that impact. We're not protecting people anymore, but we're doing it in a way where we're just speaking our needs, facts. We're not attacking. We're not using violence in any way, shape, or form. All right? You're going to have to be strong. You're going to have to follow a path you might not even understand. It's for your growth. It's for your growth. Any path that you are following that you don't understand that you're being called to, it's for your growth. It's also for theirs.